I'm Sarah Perks, Programme and Engagement Director at Corner House, and I'm joined by Andy Willis, who is a reader in film studies at Salford University. We've just watched the documentary Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry. I'm a bit more into art than Andy, should we say. So let's first of all find out what Andy's reaction is.
Well, I have to say, Sarah, I really, really like the film, possibly because the art is a little bit secondary to the actual political and social engagement of Ai Weiwei, which I found really fascinating. And again, I think in the West, people know him for his art. They're aware of his activism, they're aware of his recent problems, but this film, I think, really shows the commitment of his activism and the depth of his activism. And in a sense, I felt you could almost say that his art was something that was definitely in service of his activism, and it gave him a profile in the West which enabled him to say other things about China and what's going on in China. And I think that's really important at the moment, I must say, because, you know, in Britain, lots of institutions are rushing to work with China, to make links with China. And I think this is an interesting film because it opens your eyes to some of the things that maybe we need to be careful with as we're rushing to work with China.
Absolutely. I really, really enjoyed this film. And the art is there. And I did learn more about Ai Weiwei's art than I knew before. But it is kind of secondary in a sense. There's two things that really stand out. One, is, it's about China. It's about the situation now. I was in Beijing earlier this year and spent a lot of time in the art districts and with various artists. And also just being in that city, there's a kind of freedom in a sense of what you buy or what you consume and a lot of those things. But there's a real problem around freedom of expression and artistic expression in particular. So it's various kind of, persecution of whether it's poets or artists or writers or journalists. It's a real issue that is still going on. People are still disappearing under very dubious circumstances. It's a sort of rough guide in a way, a very accessible guide to what is going on in terms of China and artistic freedom and freedom of expression. The other side is just getting to know Ai Weiwei a bit more. He has, he's such a great character, isn't he? He's such a great person. There's some really funny moments. Like, I didn't expect him to laugh so much in a sense. And we all know what happened to him. It's not funny. That kind of comes later in the film, and just his interactions with his family, with his staff, and just knowing a bit more about him. He actually comes across really well, and he is very dedicated to the cause. It's not just that he's doing it to promote his art or anything like that. He really does kind of believe in what he's doing. And again, I learned a lot more about him than I knew before, which was really valuable.
Yeah, one of the things for me that was interesting was his formation in America. Some of the early part of the film has a lot of fascinating images of him, footage of him in his formative period in America before he went back to Beijing. And I think he took a lot of the attitude that was in the American arts and film and music scene in the late 70s and early 80s back to China with him, and particularly collective action, artists grouping together. And that was one of the things that came across. He's kind of the focus that we know about, but he was much more than an individual. He was part of a whole wave of people protesting, artists, filmmakers, musicians, activists. And that really comes across in the film as well. And he didn't push himself forward as a spokesman. It came across that he just kind of became the focal point, but knew how to deal with it. And that I thought was really fascinating about him. And I think he, in the film, as you say, he doesn't come across as kind of a big self-promoter. So it's really interesting to watch him going around his everyday life with that constant observation by the state. And yet he finds a way to be relaxed whilst doing that. As you said at the beginning, Sarah, I'm not someone that interested in finding out about the kind of musings of an artist. But what was fascinating for me was finding out about the inspiration for an activist and why he is like he is in terms of his art and his art as activist practice.